Like Summer When You Start to Speak, written by Pocket Lynn, read by Sweaters in the Summer. Summary: when it finally happened, it was easy. When it finally happened, it was easy. Draco had stayed over the night before, citing an overindulgence of drink that they both knew was a lie. He'd had two at the pub during rounds of trivia, the first of which he had drank quickly while filling Pansy and Hermione in on what some idiot client had requested at work that day, and the second of which he stretched out to last all the way through the last three rounds. Harry would know. He'd been watching. Later, after everyone else had gathered their things and stepped through the flue, Harry and Draco walked back to Harry's, alone, through the snow. Harry putzed around the kitchen a bit, making a snack for the two of them to share. Eventually, Harry found Draco out in the garden, squinting at the Mimosa pudica he had left with Harry when he went on a work trip a few months back. He had never taken it back, insisting that it would be unethical to separate the plant from the rest of the garden after it had gotten along so well with the rest of the plants. Really, this was just an excuse for Draco to come over and bicker with Harry over watering schedules and the merits of fertilizer potions versus full non-magical plant care. And honestly, they both knew that was just an excuse to spend time together. They'd been getting closer and closer to this for years now. It was only a matter of time, really. But Harry had been enjoying the meandering path to get there, to here. This morning, Harry'd opened his eyes and found Draco's pillow-lined face staring at him blearily from the other side of the bed that Harry had transfigured from his sofa. They'd fallen asleep while talking last night. Harry had woken up at some point and seen the way that he and Draco had unconsciously reached for each other in their sleep and had selfishly decided not to wake him. Draco had blushed and looked away after a few seconds, but the silence between them had stayed comfortable. They'd stumbled to the kitchen, and Harry had handed Draco a mug of tea made exactly the way he liked it, Earl Grey with a single scoop of sugar, and Draco had returned the favor a few minutes later with Harry's preferred cup of coffee, medium roast with an excessive amount of sugar, Draco's words. Harry made breakfast while Draco let in the owl and collected the paper. He'd left the comics section in front of Harry's seat and took the business and finance one for himself. They looked over the sports one together, chairs scooted far closer than necessary, foreheads almost touching as they leant forward over the pages. They quietly bickered over who the best players in the league are. Draco argued against anyone Harry picks, just to be contrarian. Now the sunlight filters in through the window, giving Draco's hair just long enough to brush the hinge of his jaw, sticking up wildly in the back, likely from being pressed hard against his pillow all night, a golden glow and highlighting the faint freckles on his nose and cheeks. Harry's quietly singing a song under his breath while they wash dishes the mug away. Harry's singing had trailed off when he'd forgotten the words to the second verse. Draco had picked up where Harry'd left off, swaying into his side a bit and singing louder when he'd caught Harry's smile. Harry looks at Draco and knows that this is where he belongs, where both of them belong, where their path had always been headed. Fuck whatever the prophecy said about Harry. Draco Malfoy is his match. Today, Harry looks and sees and knows. This is the moment. They're in the garden again. When Harry steps outside to check his plants for frost, Draco follows him out. He passes Harry his wand when Harry realizes he left his on the counter, never stopping his argument over how he thinks they should celebrate Harry's 40th birthday in the summer. Harry had taken the wand from Draco's hand without even thinking about the trust and intimacy of the act, too distracted by the way their fingers brushed as Draco hands over his wand. It's starting to snow now, just lightly. Harry feels so warm, listening to the way Draco hasn't stopped his argument, despite Harry not having said anything for several moments now. He's been too busy watching the way Draco's pale face is already turning pink in the crisp December air. It's mid-afternoon already, somehow. It's time for Draco to head home, but they're just standing there, looking at each other. Harry shuffles a bit closer, and casts a warming charm on them both. Now Draco's cheeks are reddened in the way they always get when Harry casts magic without his wand. Finally, Draco steps in. His hand comes up to hold Harry's jaw. The other first touches Harry's shoulder, and then slides down to grasp his hip. Harry's hand reaches out to cup the back of Draco's neck, fingers brushing the too long hair he finds there, the other moving to mirror Draco's. It's slow, deliberate, and so, so easy. They kiss for a few moments, and then Harry pulls away, just far enough to rest his forehead against Draco's. They make eye contact, almost going cross-eyed at the closeness, and then they're laughing. It's such a relief, finally, finally kissing Draco. They pull back even farther, still holding eye contact. Draco's smile is luminous. Harry feels like he could cast a wordless Patronus.
Oh well, that's a relief, Draco huffs.
Harry's smile grows. I took the words right out of my mouth.
That's not the only thing I'm going to take out of your mouth, Potter, Draco murmurs, aiming for sultry and missing by a mile.
That doesn't even make sense. And then Harry's being kissed again, this time much more vigorously.
I've got to go,
Draco says, lips still touching Harry's. I know.
I'll call you later, okay?
Draco says, firmly. And we'll talk, right? Harry says, hopefully. Draco softens.
Of course we'll talk, Harry. Besides, someone's got to make sure you're keeping my baby alive, Draco says,
gesturing at his, there, plant. Right, Harry says, smile growing again. Someone must think of the children. I never want to stop kissing you, Harry thinks. He's not sure how practical that is. He's willing to give it a shot, though. Like he's reading Harry's mind again, Draco bullies his way back into Harry's space. His eyes are crinkling again. Harry's heart wobbles. Draco kisses Harry. I love you, Harry thinks.
Talk soon, okay? Draco says.
Harry nods. Okay. Draco squeezes Harry's hands, turns, and then walks to the end of the garden. Just before he apparates away, he winks at Harry. Harry feels himself swoon. He didn't realize someone could swoon. He thought that was something that only happened in Hermione's smutty romance novels that she pretends not to read. Okay, Harry says to himself. Inside now. It's too cold to be fainting in the garden by yourself. Harry turns and goes inside to make another cup of coffee, feeling warmer than he has in years.